but, and...
When you came up here, what was school, could you get some schooling here, or?
The only school that I got was a grade school up there in Gulfstead. That's only, there was only one high school in the parish, that was in Plaquemine. There was no high school here.
So you just got the grade school?
That's all.
But you learned some after that, didn't you?
Well, I learned how to halfway carry on a conversation with somebody.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I don't read anymore because my eyes are too bad. I can't read, but I did a lot of reading. I always kept up with the news and subscribed for the Reader's Digest and all those monthly papers and all that for. I thought it was good lit reading.
Yes, sir.
But and what little education I got, that's the way I got it.
Yes, sir. How old were you when you went to Beaumont? I guess you weren't, but...
I went to work there on September the 15th, 1915.
So you were about 25?
25 years old.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me about your father and what, where he was from and everything? Do you know where he was from?
Yeah, my father. Came here from East Baton Rouge Parish, I suppose, because he used to call over the river from here. That's right across, you know, out of Baton Rouge. And they didn't know anything but farming. That's all he ever did in his life was farm. Maybe that's one reason he didn't leave us with any money.
Yes, sir.
Because those days we didn't have parity payments and we didn't have give away here and give away yonder. You had to make it or you didn't get it. There was no such thing as an old age pension or welfare office or charity hospital. They did have a few isolated charity hospitals. But you could get a job anywhere. Labor was always in demand. But they didn't pay anything. When I started to work down here in a machine shop, a blacksmith shop, and my pay was $16.55 every 2 weeks. To stand at an anvil with a 10-pound maul for 12 hours. Now that ain't no joke, I'm telling you the truth. I stood up there and started back when I was about 16 years old. Come in.
Hello?
I went and got the Opus.
You did?
I went and used the phone.
Well, I knew that before you came in. Well, where was it?
What was the first house you were born in? What is it like? House you raised in?
Well, it was put together with pegs instead of nails. I can see those old pegs driving in that frame now. Wooden pegs. That was on Augusta Plantation, owned by Andrew H. Gates. That's just above Rosedale. And my father overseed on that place for years until he quit that to start getting this cotton business down here. And that's where I was born. That's where most of my family, Papa, overseed there for 17 years.